Hello and welcome to the First San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell, and I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today here in San Carlos on the corner of San Carlos Avenue and Walnut. Appreciate everybody that has stopped by San Carlos Blog, especially those that have taken time out of their busy schedule to leave comments and offer some category suggestions as well. We're going to cover some hot topics on the First San Carlos Blog Podcast, but first I want to give a brief introduction to myself. I thought it would be very helpful. Obviously, my name is Bob Burdell, a realtor with RE/MAX here in San Carlos and founder of the San Carlos Blog. Prior to becoming a realtor, I was an attorney with Wilson Sonsini in Palo Alto and later with Burdell Sayre Zarkowski in downtown Los Altos, where I was a real estate attorney. A few years back, decided that I did not want the life of an attorney and turned in my bar card and was very happy to make the move to real estate sales. And it's been, for me personally, the best move I've ever made. I found that working with folks here in San Carlos has been incredibly rewarding. I've also found that the relationships that I've developed with those folks has lasted well beyond the close of escrow, and really enjoy coming to work every day. And you know, I guess in the end, that's all that counts. I came up with the idea for San Carlos Blog as a way to people to keep informed in San Carlos about a variety of issues, not just real estate, but everything from restaurants to schools to community events to politics. And we launched the site about 2 weeks ago and have had tremendous response with close to 3,000 hits in from really all over the country, and very happy with that. I thought the item that we could cover first would be the mortgage news, since it's on the top of everyone's mind, and for most people in San Carlos, their home is their number one asset, and so what's going on with the market is obviously of great concern. I'm a big believer when discussing items such as home sales, obviously rely on the facts. That's the best information to go to. You'll notice on my blog on September 10th, I have detailed a list of homes in San Carlos that have sold, in other words, entered into contract and closed escrow after the mortgage news was issued in late July, early August. 10 homes in San Carlos went to market and sold during this time period. Of those 10 homes, 7 sold over the asking price, 1 sold at the asking price, and 2 sold within 2% of the ask price. Even more significant is, of those 7 homes that went over the asking price, the average overbid was $141,000, and the average days on the market is only 12.8 days, which is just really outstanding, considering that those homes were purchased and entered into contract after the mortgage news was released. It's also important to note that San Carlos probably is not going to experience a direct effect of the mortgage woes. The overwhelming majority of foreclosures and mortgage woes are happening in the subprime area. San Carlos, by its nature, where it's very difficult to move into a single-family home around here for, say, $900,000 and lower, there's not a whole lot of subprime activity. So any reduction in the market and in home cost would largely be attributable to a possible recession or an indirect effect of the mortgage woes. And currently, we have yet to see either of those, and in my opinion, there's not a whole lot of reason to believe that we will. We may see, we may not have our homes appreciating at 26% a year, but nonetheless, the statistics for San Carlos are so far extremely encouraging. And that brings us sort of the second point. Well, what are buyers seeing in San Carlos? What is making it so special? San Carlos, in the past, let's say 10 years, has really gained an outstanding reputation. And I believe it's still going up. And here's a good example of this. Early this year, a friend of mine had a listing over in the White Oaks area, and the home garnered 11 bids, and not one bid came from a San Carlos agent. They were from all around, from San Jose, from up in the city. It's a very good indication that San Carlos' reputation has spread really throughout the Bay Area as being just an outstanding place to live. Number one, with buyers that I've worked with to relocate here to San Carlos, number one is schools. San Carlos schools have done incredibly well. It'd be nice that we, you know, if we still had San Carlos High School, we don't, but the elementary schools and the middle schools have done very, very well. If you look on the blog, you will see a list of APIs, which were just published on August 31st, and all of the schools did incredibly well, and you can go on log on to San Carlos blog and get more information about those scores if you'd like. Number two is really the resurgence of the north end of Laurel Street. People, especially people from the city, like the ability to feel that they're not totally in the burbs, is the quote that I always get for people making the move from the city. And I understand, we lived in the city ourselves, and I totally understand that. The north end of Laurel with Town, Piacere, Spasso's, Tosca, and have really done a fantastic job in rebuilding that whole area of Laurel. People like the ability to walk to downtown, and Laurel certainly has, besides its restaurants, has a lot of eclectic shops, and people like that. People like the small downtown quaint feeling, and San Carlos also has an excellent reputation for the small town community feel. If you look, you know, to our neighbor to the south, there, Redwood City, which is a great city, but much larger than us, almost 90,000 people. So the people that are moving here are like the small town feel, community feel, and odds are most people that end up moving here have a fantastic review from one of their friends that already live here, and it has made our market incredibly tight. The other items driving the San Carlos market are on a little bit more of a broad scale. For instance, Silicon Valley is hiring again. The other thing, other item of note, and it's the most overlooked factor, I think, in mid-peninsula real estate, is the emergence of all the biotech in South San Francisco. You might recall a few years ago when South San Francisco was sort of awarded the site over San Diego for the emergence of biotech, and all the funding that went into that. These biotech firms cannot hire people fast enough, and they're bringing them from all over the country on relocation. And the incentive packages that they end up giving to these people to make the move to a market which is obviously much more expensive than they are used to, say for instance on parts of the East Coast, they're offering them buy-down mortgages, they're paying for their whole move, they're paying for escrow, they're paying for everything. So those people who are already earning or commanding high salaries come out here, and they are able to engage in an overbid, or they're able to put themselves in a higher price home than they would back at their original state of residence. And when people are relocating here, they don't want to make the trip from the East Bay. Most of them do not want that commute. A lot of them don't want to live in the city because they have families, and some people find it very difficult to live in the city with families, so they start to look down the peninsula. They don't want to make the commute all the way to San Jose. They don't want to live in South San Francisco. Burlingame's too expensive. So they start to zero in on towns such as San Mateo and San Carlos, in my opinion, have benefited the most for a lot of those relocation employees. And a lot of those relocation employees are people who are executives, they are with families, they are researchers, developers, all in the biotech industry, that are looking for a place for their family. And somebody in the company has known San Carlos, and they've recommended it. And they come here, they spend some time here, they go to Burton Park, they go to downtown Laurel, and they fall in love with the town. And all of the people that I've moved to San Carlos from some of those biotech firms have absolutely loved it. So that is why San Carlos has done so well and continues to attract buyers. And if you want more information on what is attracting buyers to San Carlos, that can also be found on the San Carlos blog as well. And with a final topic for this inaugural podcast, we will look at, well, we've kind of covered where San Carlos is at. Where is it going? And you have to look no further, really, than the upcoming city council race and the ideas for many of those candidates moving forward here. Obviously, front and center, last night there was the Planning Commission voted by a 5-0 vote to move ahead with PAMP and bring it forward to city council, obviously with some additional information still to be provided. PAMP, the Palo Alto Medical Foundation, moving to a site on Industrial Road there. And depending on which side you're on in that issue, you can read a ton about it on the blog, and we have links to other sites there as well. And obviously, another hot topic in San Carlos is sort of the east side development. If you read, most of the candidates have focused on the east side, and we have links to all of the candidates' sites there as well, and you can read a little bit about how they view the east side development. When I say east side development, we're talking about east of El Camino. And one final issue would be sort of the development of really the south end of Laurel. Obviously, the north end of Laurel has done extremely well, and I would look for some development in the south end of Laurel to kind of keep that street going there. That will do it for the inaugural podcast, and appreciate everyone stopping by. There is a ton of information on the San Carlos blog that goes well beyond this podcast. The podcast will be updated next week, and we will cover some additional issues such as preparing your home to sale, what to look for in a listing agent, some items you might want to consider when selling your home, and some things to be aware of. And that will be in the podcast, which will be updated next week. Thanks very much.